And we're back. It's 11:18 in the morning at Air Venture Oshkosh. David Grantham is here from the Federal Pavilion, and he is in the International Federal Partnership with the EA Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's right.
How you doing, David?
Oh, great. Beautiful weather, indeed.
It's good to see you again this year. Welcome back.
It is. Thank you.
Now, your technical job and the reason that you're here is to represent the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency.
That's right.
Correct? But today we're here to talk to you about one of your other functions here at AirVenture.
Each Saturday is known as Make-A-Wish Saturday at AirVenture. For long before I came, I think it was in the neighborhood of 15 years ago, EAA decided to host and coordinate a day-long event for the Make-A-Wish children. That's become known as Make-A-Wish Saturday. This year we have three Wish children and their siblings and mom and dad. They're going to be coming along. I think grandma's even coming with one of the families. And we'll start out early Saturday morning, 0700, over at the museum. EA provides us a private tram. We'll have the kids on there and the families. And throughout the day, we'll go for a ride in a Bell 47 helicopter. We'll go up in the Goodyear blimp. Not for a ride. It takes a little long. But go up in the gondola and let the kids look around in there. After that, we're going to go down to the 1929 Ford Tri-Motor and go for a ride. Later, we'll go by the International Federal Pavilion, let the kids go through there and see what we have and get in some of the activities that they want to participate in. Followed by a ride in an ultralight down at the ultralight field. Then we go over to Pioneer Airport. We're going to go to the EA Academy Lodge there, where Tom Poberesny will come over and have lunch with the families and have a talk with the kids. After that, a couple of hours of touring Pioneer Airport, go to the museum, cool off a little bit. We'll all board the tram around 3 o'clock and drive down to the VIP performers tent, where we'll spend the rest of the afternoon watching the air show from the performers tent, having pictures taken, autographs. Tom and Sharon will be there to talk with the kids and the families and enjoy the rest of the afternoon with us.
Well, that sounds like a great organization.
It is. Huh? It is.
How did this get put together?
Well, actually, Make-A-Wish started many years ago in the 70s by what was then known as United States Customs Pilot. There was a child out in the Southwest who wanted to go for a ride in a helicopter. And to make a lengthy story short but sweet, this child hooked up with one of our customs, then known as customs pilots, and got to go for a ride in one of our helicopters. And that's actually how the Make-A-Wish organization actually began, the granting of wishes to children who have terminally or potentially terminally illnesses, and it's grown into one of the largest charity type organizations in the world. It's certainly everybody knows who Make-A-Wish is now. You don't even have to, if you will, pitch the program. When you bring up Make-A-Wish, granting of a wish, everybody starts nodding their head. They understand what it is because it's about caring for and providing a happy and fun experience for a very, very special child.
Yeah. And what you've put together here sounds fantastic for a kid's dream to fly, be part of AirVenture. And how do you facilitate it specifically?
Well,
here?
Because there's
a lot involved in what you just described.
We start Sunday morning at 8 o'clock preparing for next year. I've been very, very fortunate. I've been here for a number of years. I started out volunteering and have now, I guess you'd call me the lead volunteer on coordinating and hosting these children. So Randy Hansen, who is on staff, Director of Government Relations with EAA, as mandated or instructed by Tom Poberesny, says, pull out all the stops, whatever the kids want to do, make it just a super day. It's the number one issue for that day, granting of the wishes to the children. So Randy Hansen and I, we talked throughout the year planning for the International Federal Pavilion, but on that list is Make-A-Wish items. Matter of fact, after lunch here in just a few minutes, I'll grab a golf cart and I'm going to go around to all the different people and make sure they're all on board for tomorrow's events, which they are. They see me coming and know what's going on. So it's a year-long process, not too labor-intensive anymore. We've got a pretty good agenda, but it's a lot of fun, and it's certainly the highlight of my week.
How do the kids express an interest? It probably comes through the parents, I would imagine. But
yeah, the granting of the wishes will typically go through a local Make-A-Wish chapter. Jackie Vervoot is the Make-A-Wish coordinator for this area. She's up in Appleton. She's works for Make-A-Wish full-time. Jackie and I will start talking in January prior to the show. saying, yes, we're going to be back. Yes, we're going to have a Make-A-Wish Saturday. And she starts soliciting or looking for children that have expressed their wish to be to attend AirVenture. We've had children from Israel, certainly several from Canada. I think this year the three children are all from pretty close to this local area.
Mm-hmm. So they apply through her up mm-hmm. in Appleton. Did you say Appleton?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And then she forwards. Do you have to go through a selection process, or does every kid get accommodated that really wants to do this?
I'm not exactly sure how the intricacies of who gets chosen, but I'm fairly sure if there's any child that wants a wish here, their wish is to come to Air, they're going to get to go.
They're going to
We want to do this for them. It's a special day for us. It's not only a special day for the children, too, but their parents. Their parents and their siblings have to, they're dealing with the emotional and physical issues that these special children are experiencing. So we also want to bless the moms and the dads, grandma and grandpa, whoever comes with them. We want them to have a special day, too. That's why we have several volunteers from the pavilion that'll from the International Federal Pavilion that'll ride along on the tram. And our job and my job for the day is to see to every possible need that the child or the siblings or the family members have. We want it to be a special day for them too.
How did the pavilion get involved? You're administrating the program through the Federal Pavilion.
Oh yeah, that's fair to say.
Mm-hmm. And EAA is kind of, they're obviously giving you the resources to make it happen.
Absolutely.
But how did it come under the purview of the pavilion?
That started way back in the early 90s. And one of the pilots that came here, and I believe it was a customs pilot who is now deceased, he said he wanted to be a part of this. And it's grown from quite a bit less, not through lack of interest, but just through, it started off as perhaps there wasn't a realization that there's an opportunity to grant a wish for all day here at AirVenture. And it's grown from one child wanting to come and see a few airplanes to an all-day event now. Probably about 17 or 18 years this has been going on.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. How many kids do you typically fly in a year?
Well, we'll have 3 to 4 families. We usually have a total of about 20 people, just for logistical reasons. This year, I think we might have a couple of less because one of the children has just come in with mom and dad. One of the other children is mom and dad and I think 4 siblings, so you have a larger family. But typically 3 to 4 families, wish families.
Well, that's great, David. And you're giving of your own time for that, too.
That's the least I can do. We all tend to find ourselves running through life at warp speed, and I'm guilty of this too. It's all about me and things I have to do and my agenda. It gives you pause, slow down, and realize just how fortunate we are, especially when you see these very special children who are suffering. And over the years, I've stayed in contact with a couple of them. Matter of fact, Laura just called me yesterday. She's a child that we granted a wish to a couple of years ago. She now has a private pilot license. Very special young lady. She's going to come by and visit with me this afternoon. So, yeah, you get to see things over the years. You develop relationships, and a lot of these children are going through some very trying and tough times. So if we can have just a, I know it sounds cliche-ish, but it is heartfeltly meant. We can just for one day make it a special day for them. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that?
No, absolutely. Anything else going on down there you'd like to talk about?
Well, we've got a lot of airplanes, 18 federal agencies. We're just north of the old tower there. We have a Kodiak Quest on amphibs out front, a Huey helicopter, a Coast Guard Blackhawk beside us. So come on by. Oh, one thing that is an absolute stand in line for the National Weather Service. You'd look great in this. The National Weather Service.
I'm in radio, luckily not TV.
Has a hurricane simulator that you actually stand in, 80-mile-an-hour winds, and it's unbelievable. I told Carl from the National Weather Service, I said, hey, man, I went through Katrina, so I'm going to test this thing, but to make it a little more realistic, when the wind gets going in there, I want you to throw in an alligator, a moccasin, some branches, and cause it to start raining, and I'll tell
a
you
car.
If it's really like, really like Katrina. But there's a Wright Flyer simulator, actually full size, you get to lay on. There's a lot of neat things down there, so we encourage people to come on by and see what your federal agencies are doing.
Like Ron White said, it isn't that the wind is blowing, it's what the wind is blowing.
Indeed. Boy, there's some more stories I can tell you about that. But, yeah, it's a great time. A lot of people are interested, in particular with Customs and Border Protection. We have a massive hiring vacancy going on now. So if anyone's interested in perhaps employment with Customs and Border Protection, not only as a pilot, but we have other opportunities, come by. You'll see us all in the tan flight suits there. We have a helicopter inside. And just start asking questions. We can tell you all about what we're doing. If somebody wants to know what we're doing along our nation's borders, we'll be glad to fill you in.